to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're coming to you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Thursday, 21st of August, and the year, of course, is 08. I have with me for a few minutes today, very glad to have this man, Mark Underwood, and the product, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, Prevagen. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I am doing rather well. By the way, when you were on the program last time, a couple of weeks ago, I had people calling in after you were on with testimonials, people I'd never heard from before, and it was pretty exciting. One guy from New York, I believe it was, called in, and he said, you know, he said, I tried that product, and my wife noticed a difference, and now she's in the product.
Super.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's little things. Oh, geez, I'm not running back into the house because I forgot something. My mental clarity is better. My retention is better. My memory is better. Everything is better.
That's great to hear. That's really cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'll tell you what, we have a few minutes here in this particular section. Is there something that you wanted to impart on the listeners out there, Mark, because, you know, we only have a few minutes each time you come up. Is there any specific thing that you want to get into today?
Well, you know, I think the new science, there's a couple of new publications that are out in the past week that are really confirming the role of calcium in Alzheimer's disease.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty exciting because it goes very much in line with the spirit and the science reasoning, if you will, of why Prevagen was developed. controlling calcium and managing calcium in the nervous system is probably a new concept to most people, but it's very important to help preserve brain cells' integrity so that your mind is working well, you know, as you age, as well as in certain disorders. And that's what Prevagen is able to offer people, the chance to, you know, fight back against the aging process, at least in their brain, and so to experience some great benefits in the short term, having a product that over the long term protects their brain cells.
And after the break, I want to get into a subject that I was thinking about, and then somebody had mentioned it to me, about calcium. And we have seen some pretty outrageous things. We all know, and especially women, bone density, that is a big thing. Calcium retention within the body for bone strength. It seems like when we get ready to fly off this earth, we become little birds, especially women, and they're subjected to all kinds of problems. They don't have enough calcium in their bones for bone strength. And, well, we hear the horror stories. Women and men as well, falling, breaking hips, bones are getting more brittle, so on and so forth. And I remember Tums years ago that they said, oh, well, this is an excellent source for calcium. Well, you might as well have tried to rub it through your skin for as much intake as you got from the calcium that was in Tums. But when we get back from the break here, I wanted to specifically ask you about that because I had inquiries about it. They said, well, wait a minute, Prevagen, it gets rid of calcium. Are my bones going to turn into bird bones? And I said, you know what? I've got Mark Underwood coming up, and we'll ask him that question. I'd like you to respond to that, if you would, Mark,
sure,
when we get back from the break. Mark Underwood, the product, ladies and gentlemen, Prevagen, I'm taking it, and man, am I glad I am. My cheese has stopped sliding off my cracker. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Mark Underwood, the question I posed before the break, we had some inquiries about calcium, how that affects anything in your body. Your response to that?
Yes, the calcium mechanism for regulating bone mass is completely separate from the mechanism for regulating calcium in the nervous system. So no one needs to change their habits as far as, you know, how much calcium they take, whether it's, you know, vitamins or, you know, as far as in pill form or drinking milk or whatever. That's separate. This is the sensitive balance that needs to be kept in the nervous system. So it becomes more of a management issue to keep the levels in the right range.
All right. And there is other questions that have come up about, and these are valid questions. I mean, people, over the years, Mark Underwood, people have been sold all kinds of snake oil. Even one of the Rockefellers that we know of, the Rockefeller name now, the guy literally sold bottled cures, snake oil. He used to be seen way back when traveling in his wagon. He wore a kind of a stovepipe hat with silver coin bands on it, but a lot of people have valid questions, and one of the questions that cropped up is if somebody has an allergy to fish, by taking Prevagen, does that provoke any allergies or allergic reactions or anything like that?
Actually, no, not at all. Because when you get to, although a jellyfish has the word fish in the title, a jellyfish is not really a fish. It's from a different class of species.
Okay. So somebody that would eat a chunk of cod and break out in a rash can take Prevagen and no problem at all.
Absolutely. There are no common allergens either from the jellyfish protein or from the other ingredients in the capsules.
Okay. All right, and
good question, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, these are people that are seriously, and you know, when you get these kind of questions, people are seriously considering purchasing the product and trying it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like I said, many people have been burned over the years by miracle cures, and you know, I was just reading something today by the big pharma cartels that, well, all these antidepressant drugs that they have out on the market now. It appears that they have hidden a lot of the studies that basically said this stuff doesn't work as advertised.
You're right. That's very common. I mean, you know, we put as much research as we can on our website at Prevagen.com, and hopefully if people call in and they're interested in ordering, our customer service department, you know, besides taking their order, can help answer any questions that our, you know, your listeners might have.
Well, and one of the questions that I had, and I want to make this clear to people, the active ingredient in Prevagen. Now, somebody read the label and called me and said, well, wait a minute, I bought this Prevagen. Doesn't look like any of this stuff comes from jellyfish. Yes, it does. And what is the active, thing in jellyfish that you people take out of it that makes Prevagen Prevagen?
It's called apoaquorin. It's a calcium binding protein. It is right on the label, but certainly it might not be intuitive that it comes from a jellyfish.
All right. So, you know, and I, you know, I've heard from a lot of people. People have emailed me, called me, and said, look, you know, I've got an elderly mother. I've got an elderly father. They're not as sharp as they used to be. And I want to make this clear to people. If you purchase Prevagen, I mean, you're not going to see your grandfather or your aged father all of a sudden wake up the next morning and, well, he's as he was 30 years ago. Unreasonable expectations, folks. You know, exercise, diet, taking Prevagen. What this is doing, ladies and gentlemen, it's preventing the, it's slowing down. Now, we're all made up of cells. And, Mark, I want you to explain to folks what is happening in the brain. Now, if we lose up to 50,000 brain cells a day, quick math here, that's 1 million brain cells a month. That's a lot of brain cells.
That is.
And in those brain cells, you've got your memory and all these other things. And the brain is pretty inventive, you know, as it regenerates itself most assuredly. But what Prevagen does is slows down the dying of those brain cells. Now, your brain keeps functioning. It keeps shifting around. Can you explain exactly? I know that you're not a rocket scientist here, but you certainly know the brain structure, how it operates, and what this Prevagen does with slowing down that aging process of the brain. But if you could, for a couple of minutes, Mark, explain exactly when people take this Prevagen, I mean, what's going on in the brain? Why are the brain cells dying, and what happens there?
Well, when we are young, the brain contains, in each brain cell contains what are called calcium-binding proteins. And those are very important for protecting the brain cells and regulating the amount of calcium that's within those cells. But as we grow older, we lose those types of proteins, which means that the cells take in too much calcium, sort of like if you're running your water into the sink to do your dishes. There's a certain amount of water that's very effective for doing your dishes. But if you left the stopper in and the water keeps flowing in, your sink's going to overflow. And that's the problem with calcium in the aging process, is that if it overflows, you know, it causes the cells to not be able to communicate with one another. And it can actually cause the brain cells to die.
All right. So when you're taking Prevagen, you're adding something that was there at a more youthful age and allowing your brain to continue to function as it once when you were young.
Absolutely correct.
I'm liking this more and more. My wrinkles going away here? No. Now, we have specials here, and I want to make sure that people get the special that we're offering here on the network. And somebody called in last week and said that we didn't We didn't tell people the website. Well, we did, but there might be some confusion of how Prevagen is actually spelled. And you go to the website, www.prevagen, that's P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N.com. And on that site, you will find out all about Prevagen, what it's about, the science behind it, the frequently asked questions, customer reviews. And I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole too deeply on this one, but this being a health supplement, our vaunted government here, which is rubber stamping a lot of things for human consumption that, well, at the very least, at times, do not work as advertised, but they're all over what they consider to be the alternative, or just those people out there making products and these unreasonable claims, and, well, you can't claim that. Well, I would ask the same question back of the Food and Drug Administration. How many things have you guys rubber stamped that said it was okay and it's literally killed people? Or you find side effects that are so drastic that whatever you're taking any drug for, you were better off not taking the drug in the first place. And to say nothing of the cost, the follow-up expense to try to repair the problems that these drugs do. And we run into a problem here with our Food and Drug Administration, and you guys have to make the claim that, and legally, what is the claim that, that you can say and what you can't say?
Well, sort of what I've described is that if you lose this type of protein as you grow older, you need to supplement it with something, and Prevagen provides that. So it's just a basic nutritional supplement.
And they're really you can have scientific results, you can have testimonies, you can have studies, blind studies done, whatever. But they're still sitting there with a hammer because, I'll tell you what, they're not really interested in anybody else making and manufacturing, doing the research, manufacturing any products out there that actually assist people and do work for them. I mean, they want you going to the doctor and they want you buying the approved drugs that run through the FDA. And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. By the way, I want to let people know that if for some reason, and I don't know what the reason would be because we have special trial offers here for Prevagen, it is sold in Rite Aid stores across the United States. Okay, so if you're at, say, at Grandma's house and you need to run out and buy a bottle of Prevagen right away, I guess you can go to Rite Aid to do that. But we have a special, Mark Underwood, for people that want to try Prevagen out. And again, let me remind people, this is 100% money-back guarantee. If you do not see the results, which I don't see that happening, but we have a money-back guarantee on this thing. What is the special for the listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network so they can find out the great benefits here for a healthier brain, sharper mind, clearer thinking? How do they get it? Who do they call?
They just need to call it. The number is 888-814-0814. And if you buy two bottles today and you say that you listen to the show, we're going to give you a third bottle for free. So the number is 888-814-0814.
And I'll tell you, I'm hearing good things. I appreciate that, folks. I appreciate the testimonials. And last week I was kidding around, Mark, the people who are calling into the show. I'm going, these are not paid testimonials that people are giving. You know? We're not going to be sending you a free case of Prevagen here for doing this. But they're finding out it works. And in most cases, well, it happened in my case. I started to notice a difference within a couple of weeks. My sleeping patterns, I was able to get them under control. And again, folks, proper sleep is important. The stress that we're all going under, sometimes it's incredible. So it's important. It's rather important that you get your proper rest. And I, within those 2 weeks, was able to adjust my sleeping pattern. I'm getting deeper, more restful sleep. And I would encourage you folks out there, if you're eating garbage, stop eating the garbage. Start eating a little bit healthier. You know, I mean, all things combined, but Prevagen, it works for you. You need to call these guys at 888-814-0814 and go to the website, Prevagen.com. We will talk to you again, Mr. Underwood.
That's great. Thanks for having me on the show. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate your product. All right, thanks. We'll be right back, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right. There is, I wanted to get into this for a few minutes here because there is a showing of a movie, and I've got my little tickets here. And I went down to the Pflugerville Theater here in, well, it's Tinseltown in Pflugerville. And it's IOUSA. And this is going to be a one-shot deal. And I should have done this yesterday. Because when I went down to the theater to actually, I don't trust going online and all that stuff. I don't trust computers. So I like to physically have stuff in my hand. I went down to the Pflugerville Theater around 12 noon, and out of a 300-seat theater, they only had like 70 tickets left. What I will do here is tell you a little bit about the film and give you the locations here in Central Texas, at least, so you can go see this thing. I'm sure I'll see a lot of people down at the Pflugerville Tinseltown Theater tonight that I know, so I'll see you down there. But this is going to be tonight at 7 p.m. Theaters around the country will become community town halls as good old Warren Buffett. Warren's a little bit of, he's a feared here. Peterson, the former U.S. Comptroller General, Dave Walker and others will debate America's economic challenges immediately following the debut of the documentary IOUSA. The film and the Omaha-based panel will be shown in 400 theaters nationwide. And I guess they use the same technology as they use to simulcast opera from the New York Metropolitan Opera. And Brian Brooks, of IndieWire says, IOUSA is a crucial viewing for anyone who claims to care about America. Kenneth Turin called it the most unexpectedly frightening movie in the Sundance Film Festival. By the way, it took the big award at the Sundance Film Festival. They say it's not all gloom and doom, though. Variety said that IOUSA is alternately amusing and alarming primer to America's off-the-charts fiscal irresponsibility. Now, the people that did this is the guys that did the documentary, The Smartest Guys in the Room, and I do believe that was around, was it the Enron deal? Wordplay, and also the studio that brought out Supersize Me. The wonderful little expose about how eating too much Mickey D's will really make you sick. And it examines the rapidly growing national debt and its consequences for the United States. Now, the director, Pat Creedon, helps demystify the nation's financial practices and policies. The film follows Walker as he crisscrosses the country on his fiscal wake-up tour, explaining America's unsustainable fiscal policies to its citizens, interviews financial leaders and policy experts, including Buffett, Alan Greenspan, Paul O'Neill, Robert Rubin, Paul Volcker, along with Walker and Bob Bixby of the Concord Coalition. Now, the presidential conventions are approaching, and it's time to put the pressure on our leaders. Notice, you know, I'm really dismayed here. I'm tuning into Fox News and CNN, and well, they're carrying complete and live coverage of these candidates out there on the trail, repeating the same old pablum that people don't understand, and the old rah-rah stuff. Oh, vote me president! I'm going to change the world. Oh, and then they get into their political nannying and debating the issues about issues that are non-essential. I mean, it's rather disgusting. We have had, so far, a five-month campaign for Obama and McCain here, and it's going to continue. It's not even September yet. Oh, but wait. Soon they're going to pick their vice presidents, and, then we have our choice for November. Yeah. Well, they're asking, consider attending the IOUSA and bring family and friends. And it's going to be enlightening, to say the least. I'll get into here in a second where it's playing down here in Central Texas. But at any rate, rather fascinating stuff. I mean, and they're going to do this things a total 165 minutes, and they're going to have 45 minutes of that live town hall thing. So this is well worth the effort here and anything to wake up people on the issue of debt in this country. It is most important. Now, and do I have any copies? I'll take America Freedom to Fascism down there, too, as well. Okay, in the Texas area, I'm getting to that, coming around, round, round, here it comes. In Texas, you folks in Texas over at Beaumont, it's in the Tinseltown. Now, keep in mind, check your theater listings, but this is scheduled at 7 p.m. Central Time, okay? In Austin, at the Cinemark South Park Meadows, and most of these could possibly be sold out, so check the listings, call your theaters here as I give them to you, make sure you get some tickets to this thing, and I'm going to be there with my critical and jaundiced eye watching this. Metropolitan 14 in Austin, Tinseltown, USA, as I said, Beaumont, Texas, Cinemark 16 in Brownsville, Hollywood, USA at College Station, Corpus Christi 16 at in Corpus Christi. In Dallas, three theaters up there, Cinemark 17, Galaxy Theater, and AMC North Park 15. In El Paso, the Cinemark, I think this is Celio Vista in El Paso. I'll give you the rest of the listings here when we get back. The tickets, I think, are $12.50 a piece, and I will be down there with my notepad watching this thing very closely and intently. They're out there blowing the whistle on the real national debt. Well, almost all of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be- because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, these other theaters that are showing this film, IOUSA, quickly here in El Paso. I said it was Cinemark, Cedillo Vista, Fossil Creek in Fort Worth, Tinseltown, Movie 17 in Grapevine, Texas, Cinemark 16 in Harlingen, AMC Highlight Village 12, Highland Village, 3 or 4 in Houston, AMC Gulf Point 30, Houston Marquee Stadium 22, Memorial City Hall, Houston, AMC Willowbrook, again in Houston, that's Willowbrook 24, and they have another one, another theater, AMC Deerbrook 24 in Humble, Texas, Cinemark 19 in Katy, Texas, Mall del Norte in Laredo, Vista Ridge Mall in Louisville, Movie 16 in Lubbock, Lufkin Stadium 12 in Lufkin, Movie 17 in McAllen, AMC Mesquite 30 in Mesquite, Tinseltown, USA, which I said here in Pflugerville, in Plano, Cinemark 24 in Tinseltown, USA, San Antonio, 2 locations, Cedillo Vista 18 and Fiesta 16 theaters, in Sugarland, Texas, AMC First Colony 24 and Texarkana, Texarkana Pavilion 14 and Cinemark 18 in Webster, Cinemark 14 in Wichita Falls. So there is your listing. I'm going to see this thing tonight at 7 o'clock. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Hello, John. How are you?
I am
this is your buddy Tom from Brooklyn in my bunker in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
hey, you know what? I've been up here and I'm seeing the local municipalities doing all kind of abusive things which are outside the scope of their jurisdiction and in fact unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going tonight to a county meeting. Okay. You're gonna love this one, John. At face, what they're doing is they're trying to come up with an alternate way of collecting garbage and getting recycling. Okay.
Right.
They got recycling money a couple of years ago, back in 2004, and they never did anything with it. And they have until November 17th to comply. So now they're forcing the issue on everybody here that they need to recycle. Now, number one, when you do recycling, you have to wash everything out. And, you know, how are these people going to be compensated for the extra water they do? And,
yeah, where's the compensation for my labor?
Exactly. And here, it gets even better than that. You ready? They're trying to force out all of the independent garbage guys that pick up the garbage up here. I mean, there's like three of them. And they're all good fellas, and they're hardworking guys. They come out early in the morning, they pick up the garbage, and they do the dump and this, that, and the other thing. They say it's not economically feasible. Listen to this. This is how stupid the people are. It's not economically feasible for those three guys to pick up. They're independent. They're not on a county payroll. How can they be? It's even better than that. I'm so excited because I'm really going to kick some butt tonight. You ready?
Ready.
Yeah. They're going to propose waste management come in, okay, with a 3-bag-a-week minimum at a set price, which is 6 times more than what we pay now, right? And if you don't go along with the program, they're going to attach a lien on your property. Am I going to have a good time with this?
It sounds to me like you are. Now let me ask the obvious question here.
Yeah.
Okay, a 3-bag minimum, and they're going to charge you 6 times more than a normal trash pickup.
Yeah.
And this is recyclable material.
Yeah.
Where is my profit back from waste management with the stuff that they're going to sell back to the recyclers?
Well, you got to understand there's a lot of bureaucratic carpet bagging going on here, and there's a couple of guys that are going to pocket a couple of $1 million, so they think. But this has never been done before, but I'm going to do it. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to file a complaint in federal court against them under RICO, because whenever three or more adjoining parties working in concert defraud a municipality or a civil institution, they could be charged under RICO.
It sounds like a racket to me.
Well, yeah, that racketeer's all right. And guess what? It takes a racketeer to beat a racketeer. And I'm from Brooklyn, and these guys are living in the Stone Age, and I'm about to show them how slow they really are.
Now, what city are you in up there?
Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. Look in the news item, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. And what we basically need to do is to monitor this. I mean, their idea of everything is, you know, they hustle him out of the room. He's disruptive. Well, I've got like 5 different guys with a little bit of a brief that I've given each one of them. So we're going to stack the questions, and the local radio station and television station is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So when they throw me out, they'll have to deal with a couple of my brothers on the way out, too. And it's going to make them look really, really bad. So what I'm basically going to do is I'm going to ask them for I'm just going to ask a question. Which one of you bright lights come up with this idea? You have a choice right now of resigning or being criminally charged tomorrow morning. Well, you know what?
I can hear
both directions, don't it?
I can hear the vinyl sucking up off the chair from down here in Texas.
Well, you know what? These people up here have been so conditioned to just accepting everything.
Right.
Now, I must have told 5 different people today, well, they're going to do whatever they want to do. Yeah, if you don't do nothing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same old, oh, you can't fight City Hall.
They never tried.
They never tried, and they sit around and they let people run them into the ground.
Yeah, well, so, don't complain to me if you don't do anything at all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tom, let me know how this thing turns out, and do you have somebody to bail you out of jail?
Well, you know what? If I go to jail, they better not bail me out.
All right, then.
You know what? Because if we have no redress of grievance, even in the local level, it's time to dissolve all government.
Well, and that is exactly what I've been preaching. If we don't get a hold of these little carpetbaggers at our city and county councils, people are missing the message. You know, if it touches your backyard, I mean, imagine this, folks. They're going to start attaching your property if you don't go along with this program from waste management. Give me a break. Tom, let me know how it turns out.
Okay, John. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Oh, gosh. By the way, I had this sitting on my desk for a couple of days, and I wanted to get to this. And this just shows you. Remember Al Gore? And a couple of years ago, he wanted internet services in all the public schools. And, of course, that would all have to be government-approved stuff, and we couldn't have any anti-government websites into the public schools and blah, blah, blah. Well, out of England, schools have become the new battleground in the police's fight to combat terrorism among Britain's youth. Measures designed to stamp out Islamic extremism at the earliest opportunity have been agreed by senior officers and are now being rolled out across the country. Now, warning here, when they say officers, it's the officialdom. It's from the agencies that really have no legitimate power, but they claim that they do. Now, they include guidance for parents on how to stop children searching. Here's where it starts to get a little dicey. For extremist websites, an anti-extremism agenda in all state-maintained educational establishments by 2009. Yesterday's conviction of Hamid Munshi, Britain's youngest terrorist, who just 16 when he committed terror offenses, will reinforce the importance of this work. Munshi was convicted of possessing a guide for making napalm. Oh, he just had a book, folks. In June, two 19-year-olds were arrested during anti-terror raids on their homes in West County. You know, can I get arrested for having a recipe for Molotov cocktails? By the way, when you make Molotov cocktails, make sure you add Tide detergent, which is the best detergent to use. Mix it with the gasoline. It makes a great napalm. Okay, come and arrest me. Now that's, I just gave you a recipe for starting your backyard bonfire. No, but I might be arrested for having that. Sir Norman Bettison, the lead officer on preventing terrorism at the Association of Chief Police Officers, believes the new measures will help to combat violent extremism. In June, when the Home Office announced plans to tackle the continued threat from terrorism, Sir Norman said, "We have seen at first hand how people who were our neighbors in West Yorkshire become involved in violent extremism, resulting in a terrible loss of life on 7 July 2005. We need to do more to stop people from taking those first steps into the world of violent extremism." Now, last year, the head of the MI5 said teenagers as young as 15 are being groomed to carry out attacks. In his first speech after taking on the role, Jonathan Edwards said terrorists were targeting children. They are, and here's the term that we have heard before, they are radicalizing, indoctrinating, and grooming young, vulnerable people to carry out acts of terrorism. And he said, "This year, we have seen individuals as young as 15 and 16 implicated in terror-related activity." And here again, folks, what is the definition of terror? Well, it's anything the state deems that it doesn't like. Bottom line. If you are a member here in this country, folks, and it bears repeating because we actually caught them at it, the FBI Terrorism Task Force, trying to condition police into how to spot terrorists. This was many years ago out in Arizona. Trifold pamphlet, how to identify a terrorist. Well, back then, they were identifying possible terrorists or people that were ardent supporters of the Constitution. Oh, my God. Or they were ardent Second Amendment supporters, or they were of a Bible cult, you know, a Christian. That could be a Christian cult. They could be terrorists. So just as we were told that Homeland Security is just going to target extremists and terrorists, then we began to see what their list really included. So watch out, folks. And as I've always said, when it happens in jolly old England, it will happen here. I want to get into possibly, yeah, I'll do this next hour. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, he did a piece here, and it is a great piece. Big sting, too, on how they're engineering stuff here in the country. By the way, the FBI, according to the New York Times, Justice Department plan would loosen restrictions on the FBI to allow agents to open a national security or criminal investigation against someone without any clear basis for suspicion. Democratic lawmakers briefed on the details, they said this Wednesday. The plan, which would be made public next month, has already generated intense interest and speculation. Little is known about its precise language, but civil liberties advocates say they fear it could give the government even broader license to open terrorism investigations. And again, revert back to my early statement about several years ago what they considered to be possible terrorists. That's right. If you're an ardent supporter and an outspoken individual on the Constitution, you may be a terrorist. The senators said the new guidelines would allow the FBI to open an investigation of an American, conduct surveillance, pry into private records, and take other investigative steps without any basis for suspicion. The plan might permit an innocent American to be subjected to such intrusive surveillance based in part on race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, or on protected First Amendment activities. That was according to the letter. It was signed by Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, Richard Durbin of Illinois, Ed Kennedy of Massachusetts, and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. At the end of the Bush administration, as that nears, the White House has been seeking to formalize in law and regulation some of the aggressive counterterrorism steps it has already taken in practice since September 11th. Congress overhauled the Fed wiretapping law in July, for instance, and Bush issued an executive order this month ratifying new roles for the intelligence agencies. Other pending changes would also authorize greater sharing of intelligence information with local police, a major push in the last 7 years. The Justice Department is already expecting criticism over the FBI guidelines. In an effort to preempt critics, Mr. Mukasey gave a speech last week in Portland, Oregon, describing the unfinished plans as an effort to integrate more completely and harmonize, there's that wonderful word, harmonize the standards that apply to the FBI's activities. Differing standards, he says, have caused confusion for field agents. Mukasey emphasized the FBI would still need a valid purpose. No, they don't. He's lying his buns off. And that it could not be simply based on somebody's race, religion, or exercise of the First Amendment rights. That's exactly what it does. But see, we haven't read the language yet. You know, we just have a few whistleblowers letting us know what's coming. Rather than expanding government power, he said, this document clarifies the rules by which the FBI conducts its intelligence mission. And we remember back in 2002, Mr. Ashcroft. Anybody seen or heard from him? I think he slid off the edge of the planet. He's in his hidey hole. He did his damage, lied his buns off in front of Congress, and then went down the old rabbit hole. Ashcroft, the Attorney General, allowed FBI agents to visit public sites like mosque or monitor websites in the course of national security investigations. You know, this is about the same time the FBI starts snooping and pooping into, oh, that's right, into your computers, your hard drives. It's about the same time that, well, the government just availed itself of the easy gathering information through the telecommunications companies, and we, of course, saw how they gave themselves and grandfathered, I should say, a free pass on criminal action against them. You know, don't worry about trashing the Constitution and unreasonably searching into people's stuff and listening to their phone conversations or through the Internet. Don't worry. We'll just make it legal, retroactively. Now, the Democrat senators said the draft plan appeared to allow the FBI to go even further in collecting information on Americans connected to foreign intelligence. Ooh. Without any factual predicate. And again, let me say to you folks, they're operating domestically for domestic terrorism. And are you a terrorist? Are you one of these people that are going to stand up and say, you know what? I've had enough of this. Now, Mike German, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union and a former FBI agent himself, said the plan appeared to open the door still further for the use of data mining profiles in tracking terrorism. This seems to be based, he says, on the idea that the government can take a bunch of data and create a profile that can be used to identify future bad guys. But that has not been demonstrated to be true anywhere else. By the way, the Justice Department came out and said that Wednesday that in light of requests from members of Congress for more information, they would agree not to sign the new guidelines before September 17th congressional hearing. So we're going to have a congressional hearing on the police state. I'm sure that our Congress critters are just going to say no. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
How to do the impossible. Reverend Ted Pike, which I have on this program on a regular basis, is fighting a lot of battles out there, especially the Pharisees in the pulpits and the churches across America. he wrote me, he said, in 1988, 15,000 pastors ordered and received a free copy of my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma. I keenly anticipated a mass awakening and a threat of Zionist supremacism. Obviously, it never happened. Many pastors expressed appreciation and agreement with my book, but it seemed like I was asking the impossible. Pastors indicated that the level of Zionist brainwashing of their congregants was simply too extensive. Even a loved, respected pastor wouldn't challenge it. Criticizing Israel meant disruption, even destruction, of churches as angry, offended parishioners took their families and their wallets elsewhere. As it is truly impossible to return to Christ's church or the biblical reality about Israel. Question mark. Jesus said, for God, nothing is impossible. I believe if there is any real faith in the heart of the honest Christian leader, the Holy Spirit will delight to gradually bring the whole life-saving truth to his followers. I said gradually. For anyone into darkness for a long period, sudden light is painful. That's when you get out those cheap sunglasses. The Israel right or wrong obsession is a powerful, unbiblical cult. Cult deprogrammers know that victims must be returned to reality in increments, but it can be done. And he gives an example here. I just had Tex Mars on the program a couple of weeks ago. He said, consider an outstanding example. Tex Mars was a successful fundamentalist Christian broadcaster 20 years ago. His Power of Prophecy radio program and literature ministry had a large devoted following. Tex and his constituents were pro-Zionist. Then he told me he read the book and watched my video, The Other Israel. At last he realized why almost everything was going wrong in America, the world, and the Middle East. Tex knew his people would flee if suddenly given the truth. He determined to gradually awaken them, even if it took years. His goal was to bring them to a place of receptivity so that he could someday offer the truth of my book and video. That day came. Tex had not wavered in his objective and had, over a number of years, reversed the thinking of his supporters. Now he leads a thriving, biblical-oriented, anti-Zionist broadcasting and literature ministry, which sells my works prominently. It powerfully impacts America and the world against Jewish supremacism and the New World Order. Hundreds of local pastors know the truth about the Talmudic Judaism, but they're afraid to speak out. Could they adopt Texas's approach? Could they make the impossible happen and thus help save America? I believe they could. His vision, innovation, and tenacity are a powerful testimony of what countless pastors could accomplish. I've known Tex for a number of years. I've known Tex for 15, 16 years. I've been down here, spoken with him regularly. I've been down here in Texas almost 10 years. Had him on the program many times, been in studio. He's not one of these guys, when you present the evidence, he's going to go, no, I can't do that. There are other pastors out there, folks, that are clinging on to that, and they will not let go because they're afraid of offending the sensitivities of their followers. Well, what is the whole thing supposed to be based on? The truth, right? So why would you withhold the truth from your parishioners or your participants in your ministries? Could it be money? Could you be looked upon as being a Christian terrorist? Quite possibly. We'll take the break, come back about a minute and a half, folks. Want to get into a lot of other information today. I thank you for joining us today. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after top of the hour. Hour two coming up. 800-313-9443. I'll open up the phones in the next hour as well. Any comments, any news, or anything that you might have to imbue and enlighten our audience. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you why I...